And the trials and tribulations on the block have been very entertaining this season, mainly because Scott Cam has made them do far too much work, let's be honest.
True.
Now, here's the thing, Lou. Do not mess with Mitch and Mark. Why?
This is now personal. You f*** with us, I will f*** with you.
Look out. That was Mitch, but we've got Mark on the line. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Morning. How are you? I think Mitch has obviously decided not to be here today.
Yeah. He was a little bit emotional, tired and emotional, and I think that's happened to a lot of contestants on the block. Now, when you guys first arrived on the block, you were a bit of a tour de force. The stylish grandpas who renovated previously renovated quite a few properties obviously had the runs on the board. But was this more than even you guys had bargained for, this block?
Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely, it is huge. I know at the beginning everyone, oh, they said that every year, it's the biggest ever, but the block is six times the size of anything we had ever renovated before, so it's enormous. It's absolutely enormous.
Yeah, they can't...
Yeah, have you guys been there? Have you had a look?
No, well, I've just had a look at the pictures and it just looks ridiculous. They can't go any bigger than this, can they? This has to be the biggest block that they'll ever do because it just seems like it's impossible to do anything larger.
I'm hoping so. You know, I'm hoping for the contestants for 2020 that this is the biggest because I don't think you want to do it. You know, I think we all five couples kind of have a bit of. I think a badge of honour saying it's the biggest ever and we survived it.
Only just.
Yeah, absolutely. Just. Now, tell us, Mark, so your neighbours, your house is right next door to Tess and Luke's house. So you're the, you know, you're the seasoned renovators. They're the rookies and the young guns. And you guys had, up until very recently, been really good mates. And obviously you'd been giving them a little bit of advice and helping them out and that sort of thing. Was it? It obviously was quite an emotional moment when that whole thing went down about them. So basically, you guys wanted to have a spa pool, and they knocked it back, and you needed everyone to say yes for you to have it, and that was sort of the end of the friendship.
Yeah, I think you know to that point. I think what came clear to us is everyone's there. It's a competition. It's a game. It's a competition, and at the end of the day, whoever wins. You know, wins $100,000. Now, to that point, we weren't that focused on that. But then it became clear to us with some of the behaviour of people, it's like, okay, it's a game. So, you know, you all got to play the game. And you see that now. You know, people are playing the game. They want to get ahead. So, you know, that's kind of the deal. And realistically, for anyone going the block, you know, you're from such different backgrounds. You know, you come together under a really strange circumstance and you're all trying to do the best you can. But, you know, if people are going to play a game, you're going to play it as well. Otherwise, it's silly. You just keep getting slapped.
So it's basically game on, Moles, isn't it?
Well, basically, oh, you heard us say that.
I love it. It's one of my most favourite expressions.
It's a fantastic expression. And we, Mitch and I, yes, we're the grandpas. We've been around a long time. And we're really happy to help people out. But, you know, like Mitch, if you slap us, well, what do you think is going to happen?
That's right.
I mean, it's really simple. It's like, duh.
A slap back. All right, We're almost out of time. You know what? Considering this is the largest block, I haven't floated this idea with you guys yet, but I've got an idea for next season, and that's to go completely the opposite and do what I call bogan block. Lou loves this idea.
Yeah, I do.
So I live in like a little place that I call a crack den, and so I reckon...
The East Albury crack den.
Yeah. So they should get all the contestants, give a budget of what, $2,000?
Oh, make it 20. You want
20 grand.
Yeah.
20 grand. And then you just go crazy in like a real bogan area and bogan block. Would you be up for that, Mark?
I reckon we'd give bogan block a go. I reckon there's just some other contestants who do it really well.
Ooh, hello. Hello. Oh, name names, Mark. Name
Jesse
names.
I would never do that. Never.
I love
it. What if we're to win the rooms? Hey?
Yeah.
Who
wants to win the Bogan Block room? That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Mark. We can't wait to see how it all continues to unfold on the block.
Thanks, and I say hi to everyone in Albury. We love it. We've been down there many times.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, mate, and good luck. It's Lou and Matt. That's Mark from, of course, Mitch and Mark, and the Block is back tonight on Channel 9.